carrier types, market structure, and sales strategy. Carriers. Internationally, pipelines tend to be government-owned. In the U.S., there are both private and for-hire pipeline carriers. The oil and natural gas pipelines tend to be private carriers that use the pipelines to carry product to processing and storage facilities. Market structure and sales strategy. Like the railroad industry, the pipeline business is dominated by a small number of very large carriers, a little more than 100. The industry has a high startup cost, which limits the number of participants. Competition within the pipeline industry is minimal. The market is oligopolistic. There are so few sellers that any one of them acting on the market will materially affect price and have a measurable impact on competitors. The economies of scale and high fixed costs of the large diameter pipelines have sometimes resulted in joint ownership. Competition between pipelines and the other modes of transportation is also minimal due to pipeline features, locations, and dependability, not to mention low cost. After a pipeline has been built, the other transport modes tend to support the pipeline rather than compete against it. For example, an oil tanker will deliver crude oil to a pipeline from an offshore drill. Road or rail will receive crude oil from a pipeline for delivery to a refinery or another transport mode. While trucks get average freight revenues of 17.88 cents per ton mile, pipelines get only 3.4 cents of revenue per ton mile. For example, it is a very low-cost option. Water transport comes close to pipelines' costs and rates, but because pipelines have such specific locations and are not generally near a body of water, there's not much competition between them.